Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Well, as you would have heard yesterday, and if you didn't hear it yesterday, you've certainly seen it on newspaper polls all over the city this morning. Day zero has been pushed back. It is no longer the 16th of April. It's now estimated for the 11th of May. And that's not because you and I and other domestic users have drastically reduced our consumption. It's chiefly due to a decline in agricultural use of water. And we want to keep talking around the theme of agricultural use today, because this morning at around about 11 o'clock, the Groenland Water Users Association donated several million cubic meters of water to the city of Cape Town as a sign of goodwill to try and help delay day zero just a little bit further. I'm intrigued as to why they did it, how they did it, and what's behind this gesture. So on the line, we have the CEO of the Groenland Water Users Association, Johan Groenewald. Johan, lovely to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Before we talk about this donation, won't you just sketch for our listeners who the Groenland Water Users Association encompasses?
It's all it's a water users association in the Elgin Gabou catchment area, which manage the water in the area, privately owned as well as, yeah. So that's what we're doing, and see that the dams try to keep the dams full and so on. But yeah, that's normally our basic job.
Okay, so your water users in the Elgin and Crabeau area, we know that that area has had a little bit more luck with in terms of collecting rainfall than we've had here in the city of Cape Town. You must have enough water for your own private use if you're prepared to donate water back to the city. Can you give us a sense of how full your dams are?
Yeah, see, the main dam in the scheme is the Akenhof Dam, and the first time in 40 years that dam doesn't overflow. It just fill up to about 86% of the normal capacity. And the other dams, fortunately, rain from surface water got filled. So we did this. Like I said, we had also three very light, abnormal rainfall years, so it was not that much rain. But we in a fortunate situation that we more favorable position compared to the city of Cape Town, as well as our other farmer members in other catchment areas. So we started in October, we did calculations and everything, and see how can we help from our side, and we restrict our farmers and our users, like municipality and the industries as well, and keep them informed every day and every week to see that they restrict to their restricted amounts. So we then come up to with a sum that we can donate about between 7.5 and 10 million cubic of waters to the Western Cape water supply system.
I mean, it's obviously greatly appreciated, Johan, however far it will go. Tell us physically how this contribution happened this morning. Where did the water come from, and where did it go to?
It's we start open the Akenhof Dam, which is the main dam up in the Palmit catchment, which is a private owned dam. So we start what is about 11:15. We open the valves, and yeah, now the water is flowing in the Palmit River for about 10 kilometers into the Kocherberg Dam, and from the Kocherberg Dam, which is Department of Water Sanitation and the Eskom combination, that pumped the water from the Kocherberg Dam up to the Rockview Dam, and then from the Rockview Dam they release it to the channel down to the Steenbos Dam, the upper Steenbos Dam, which is the dam you pass coming over Solaris Pass.
Okay, so where it then becomes available for use in Cape Town. I mean, Johan, let's talk about the reason behind this. It's obviously a very philanthropic gesture to say we have got more than Cape Town has, we're prepared to share. How much of it is a response to the accusations that have been flying that agricultural users have been using more than their fair share, that there is waste happening? And have you wanted to sort of symbolically counteract those claims?
Yeah, see, the dams in our area are mostly agricultural dams. The Akenhof Dam has some users, has the municipality and industrial as well, and the other dams are privately owned dams, which is all farm agriculture dams. So that's that people that can come together and said that we're going to donate some water, we're going to increase on our restrictions on the farming, and we did a lot of farming businesses that we can not use as much many water, and we restrict on that as well. So, yeah, we just want to say, well, we've got a bit of water left, so we'd rather give it to you. But now always also we in a place, it places us in a tenuous position that at the end of the garden fruit season, it will make us reliant on good winter rain as well to rebuild our reserves. That's, if that doesn't happen, we're in the same situation as all the other farming and catchment areas and Cape Town next year as well.
Johan Groenewald, thank you for that update. And should it get to that point, let's hope it doesn't. But let's also hope that if we do find ourselves in that particular boat, that other regions might be prepared to show the same kind of generosity that the GWUA has just done this morning. So the Groenland Water Users Association donating up to 10 million cubic meters of water from their own private dam system, allowing it to run through the Palmit River into our own dam system, ultimately arriving at the Steenbrus, where it will be available to the city of Cape Town. What a wonderful thing to do, particularly given that it does place them in a more precarious position for their own fruit harvest. It is greatly appreciated.